Now the Yemeni capital comes under fire as the Saudi-led airstrikes against Sana'a resume for the second consecutive night. Now warplanes of Saudi Arabia and its allies pounded military and civilian targets in and around the city. The Houthis television said that anti-aircraft defenses opened fire on the warplanes following the raids. There are no immediate reports of casualties. Now at least 20 people have been killed and dozens others injured during the first day of the Saudi-led aggression against Yemen. Now we're joined out of Sana'a via telephone by our Rome Press TV correspondent, Mohammed Al-Attab. Now, Mohammed, can you tell us where this latest string of attacks are taking place?
The latest string of air attacks led by the Saudi Arabia have targeted mainly the camp of Sana'a, the military camp of Tariq in Taiz. They have also targeted the mountain of Aiban, the mountain of Nukum, which they are military positions. Also, these the strategic military positions are situated in the residential areas. So far, there are many people are concerned about their safety, their lives, as these Saudi air coalitions are targeting mainly the target where residential areas are situated. Yesterday, at least 18 people were killed and several others injured in the first day of the invasion. So the situation is catastrophic in Yemen, and this is the way the neighboring countries are meeting the growing aspirations of the Yemeni people in order to fulfill their dreams and in order to become an independent country. So the undoubted president who has fled from Aden to Riyadh after he has in several occasions derailed the course of the process of the negotiations, and once the political rivals had reached an agreement in order to bridge the power vacuum in order to resolve the current problems, he came up again and tried to once again mess up with the political situation in order to create this kind of chaos. So he has always worked for the political rivals to not reach an agreement, and also to have this continuous of the power vacuum, and also which has led the Houthis and they're supported by the Yemeni army along with the popular units to resolve these kind of political gains, and also to have the control over the Yemeni territories.
What's your latest on casualties as a result of the second round of airstrikes?
Well, we haven't really had a report about the latest casualties, but yesterday's night, which was the Saudi-led invasion for this second consecutive day, it was intensifying their bombardments, after especially that they have got the legitimacy, what they call the Arab League, and that they have intensified this kind of invasion, and they have targeted many places. We hope that the casualties would not more than yesterday, as yesterday the whole family members, excluding the father and the mother, most of the children were killed. 8 children were killed, and only the father and the mothers were alive. So the whole family have gone in order to that the Saudi and the led invasion to fulfill their targets. So these children are not military targets. These people are not military targets.
And what have you seen yourself on the ground as far as the Yemenis' reactions to these airstrikes thus far?
There is growing anger among Yemenis against these kind of violations to the Yemeni sovereignty. It's new developments. Many people say, where is this kind of coalition to be formed during the Israeli invasion for Gaza, during their war on Gaza? So these kinds of formation of the Arab League only as a tool which is only being used during the whenever the Israeli regime wants to target a country that is they're trying to reach an independence of their decision making. They are trying to get rid of those leaders who are not working for the best interest of their countries. So far, the Yemeni people have made it clear when they have taken out in their thousands that they are not going to let down to fulfill their revolution's goals, and that they are going to continue their march. And they are not going to be frightened by these kinds of wars, especially that the air raids. Whenever they are going to have these kinds of air raids, the Houthis later have made it clear that there are many options on the table that they are going to use. Yemeni people will not stand and see their own country being targeted violently by
Thank
these,
you, Mohammed. That's all the time.
Yes.
Unfortunately, that's all the time I have. I want to thank you for your reporting. We'll check back with you a little later. That was our own Press TV correspondent, Mohammed Al-Attab, reporting out of Sana'a.